Welcome to the Jenningswire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, Jenningswire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit Jenningswire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest, Susie Sanchez, is a devoted wife, mother, and grandmother, best known for being a professional cheerleader in the NFL during the 2011-12 season for the Oakland Raiders as a Raiderette. Defying all the odds, Susie journeyed an incredible path to live her dream and is now sharing her inspirational true story in her book, The Dream Lived. So welcome, Susie. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me today, Stacey.
So that's pretty exciting about being a Raiderette. You know, they are legendary in the NFL and in pop culture. Is that something that you always wanted to do, to be a professional cheerleader?
Well, it wasn't necessarily to be a professional cheerleader, but it was to be a professional dancer. And returning back into the dance world in my early 30s, I thought of how could I capitalize that huge arena and audience, you know, while raising a family. And make it attainable. And so I thought, why not try out for the local teams we have in the Bay Area in California? So my journey began trying out for the Oakland Raiders as well as the Oakland Raiders.
Now, to be a professional cheerleader, I mean, the Raiderettes, they're legendary. It must have been amazing for you to achieve that goal. And you had to overcome, I would think, some obstacles. It seems like in that sort of industry, let's say, and even in the dance industry, that, you know, they like to use younger women, women that are, you know, early 20s, co-ed, so to speak, for that. Was that an obstacle that you had to overcome, kind of an age barrier thing or not? What are some of the things that you had to overcome and challenges, and how did you do that?
Well, on the applications, they do say you must be 18 years of age and there is no age limit. So I felt that it wouldn't make a difference if I was in my 30s or so showing up for these auditions. And it's remarkable to audition and dance with girls half your age trying to be the same thing you are. And, you know, having my own children and then the year of 2011 actually having a grandchild trying to make this team. So I don't think it was an obstacle. It was more of an excitement that if this really does happen, what an empowerment moment I'm making in the world and to other married women or women that have children to just wake up and go live a dream, regardless of your age or your status. Just go do it because it is doable.
Absolutely. Now, do you think, were you the first ever professional cheerleader that was also a grandmother?
No, actually, I'm not. I'm the second in NFL history from what I was informed of. Another girl that was a Raiderette, I believe it was 2003 or 4. I don't know exactly her year. She was a grandmother as well. And it was pretty remarkable when it hit the media world. None of us saw it coming the year I was on team. But it wasn't about that for me. I mean, I was a dancer. I'd always loved dancing. We had just gone through an amazing experience with my daughter having a child. But I was demonstrating that you still never give up, regardless of what, you know, possible setbacks are brought into your life. And if you have the ability and the mental capacity, just do it and live the dream.
That's pretty cool. That's actually, you know, really, really awesome. Now, you know, the team didn't have you back the year after. How did you take that news? How did you respond? Did you want to come back the next year?
I did, Stacey. As you read my book, I was heartbroken. I didn't really understand what had happened, and I still don't. And for me, at the end of the day, you just give it to God. Could it have been possibly, did they want the quote-unquote grandmother story running a second year on the team? I don't know. Those are questions, unfortunately, I'll never have the answer to. But in that moment of living it, I did the best I could. I was never tardy. I didn't have any discipline issues. And it's still not going to stop me in my future from where I want to head after, you know, becoming a public author and maybe doing some motivational speaking and encouraging the rest of the world to just live a dream. And I hate saying it, but it's kind of unfortunate for them because I really did feel I had a great story and message to share with the world.
And Susie, it sounds as if your dream there was a little short-lived. So you achieved the dream, but yet you also had it taken from you. What advice do you give others who have gotten to that, you know, that precipice and said, ah, yes, this feels good. This is what I've always dreamed of. And then it is short-lived.
Wow, Stace, that's a great question. Keep your head up. I even state in my book, and I'm brutally honest, it was tough for me in 2012. I was sad. There were many moments watching a game on TV and looking at that graph thinking, shoot, I should still be there. I had at least one more year in me. And the team, unfortunately, I never got to return a huge amount of press that came my way that year on team. And it was short-lived. I definitely agree with you. But you keep your head up. I did one huge final audition in Dallas. I flew out to Dallas and said, if I'm doing this one more time in 2013, I flew out and I tried to make it as a Cowboy cheerleader. And it didn't happen, but it still showed that principle of I'm gonna end this journey. No one's gonna tell me when my journey's done. I'll make that decision. And writing the book was the ultimate, here it is, you know, media world, TV folks, here's the full story, because it really was inspirational. And from the book now and talking with you today, I hope to get into motivational speaking and really start to share my message.
And speaking of getting out there and sharing your message and being a motivational speaker, to wrap up our conversation, Susie, what would be the one piece of advice that you would give to someone, no matter the age, about pursuing a dream?
I think my advice would be, number one, listen to that inner voice. I think we all have one. I think a lot of us still have dreams and desires, bucket lists, call it what you want, from our childhood that we wish to live out. Listen to that voice and do it. And in trying, realize you're not going to make it maybe year one. It took me 5 years to get on the team in Oakland. But my big message there is you just never give up. And you inspire all the folks around you as you journey your life and you live that dream. And when it's time to happen, it will.
Well, Susie, I want to thank you for joining us today. And our listeners can learn more about Susie Sanchez at about.me/Susie.Sanchez. And we'll spell Susie for you. That's S-U-S-I-E. So about.me/Susie Sanchez or Susie.Sanchez, excuse me. Her book, The Dream Lived, is available on all major platforms, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, and the rest. So thank you, Susie, for being here.
Thank you, Stacey. I appreciate it.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.